With Valentine's Day coming up, we decided to highlight an event that focuses on women's experience with love, sexuality, and their bodies. This Saturday, February 17th at 7 p.m., the Albany Barn will host a rendition of The Vagina Monologues. The two directors, Casey Polamain and Annette Nains, spoke with WOOC news producer Kristen Copper to give some insight on their production.
All right. So in case some of our listeners have never heard about The Vagina Monologues, could you describe what the play is about?
Sure.
Yeah. It's just a collection of monologues that were gathered by Eve Ensler, who is the woman who founded The Vagina Monologues and the program. She interviewed women all over the world of different ages and nationalities and combined everything, all the information that she got into this play known as The Vagina Monologues.
20 years ago, on Valentine's Day, Eve and a group of women established V-Day, and their mission was demanding that violence against women and girls must end. The seed money for V-Day organization came from a star-studded, sold-out benefit performance in New York City that raised $250,000. And now, once a year, Eve Ensler allows groups all over the world to produce the play and use the proceeds for local groups that strive to end violence against women and girls.
Wow. So how does The Vagina Monologues relate to some of the issues that's currently in the news then?
Well, this year's theme is Rise, Resist, and Unite. And there's a special monologue that we will be doing at the end of our production that really hits on a lot of the things that people are struggling with, in our country right now. And it ends on a hopeful call to action kind of vote, so kind of note. So we're really hoping that folks come and see this show and are inspired when they leave to go out and volunteer or get involved or register to vote or any of these things that can help help our country in a kind of a rough time.
Yeah, definitely. So what made you want to direct a rendition of this play?
Well, for me, I saw Eve Ensler on Broadway performed the show about 20 years ago, and it was amazing to me. And when I saw that this was the 20th anniversary, I decided, well, I think that I should produce a V-Day, a vagina monologue. And I'm on the board of the Albany Barn where it's going to be presented. And I asked the director, and Casey's an assistant director, if I could do the vagina monologues there. And they said, yeah, sure, great.
And I've been working in theater for a while now, and I actually took part in two productions of The Vagina Monologues in college. So when Annette came to us and wanted to do the show and asked me to help her direct and produce, I was more than happy to tackle the show for a third time. And we have a really, really talented cast of 10 women who bring really unique perspectives and voices to the show. So we're really excited about the group that we've put together and the performance.
Wow, that's amazing. So you said the Vagina Monologues will be performed at the Albany Barn. Could you tell us a little bit more about the Albany Barn?
The Barn is a creative arts center in Arbor Hill. We do so many different things there. We help artists who are maybe just starting out or maybe need a hand in how to promote their business or how to get their artwork out there. So we have 22 apartments where artists live and work out of. We have work studios, and we have a performance space and a gallery for exhibitions. So any sort of art-related happenings in the area, especially in the city of Albany, we welcome. We do theatrical performances, concerts, fashion shows, business meetups, anything you can think of.
All right. So where can our listeners find more information and buy tickets?
We are only taking cash at the door. It will be $10. It will be at the Albany Barn, which is 56 2nd Street in Albany. And you can go onto the Facebook page of the Albany Barn, and if you want more information.
You could also go to the barn's website, which is just www.albanybarn.org, and you can read about the event and get all of the details.
Great. Well, this sounds like it's going to be a really amazing and empowering event for women. Is there anything else you'd like us to know about the Vagina Monologues?
Well, as I said before, it's always a benefit for local groups. So our production will be a benefit for the Crime Victim and Sexual Violence Center in Albany, and also the Equinox Domestic Violence Services in Albany.
All right.
And so you not only get a night of entertaining storytelling, but you're helping organizations that are right in our neighborhood.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That was Kristen Copper interviewing Casey Palamain and Annette Nanase, co-directors of the Vagina Monologues, which will be performed at the Albany Barn this Saturday, February 17th at 7 p.m. Don't forget your cash.